This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the March 23rd, 2012 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. I'm Natalie Pynchon. Topics covered in this podcast are oncology and pituitary surgery. Delayed complication after Gamma Knife surgery for mesial temporal lobe epilepsy. A clinical article by Kenichi Usami and colleagues. The efficacy of craniotomy for intractable mesial temporal lobe epilepsy has been established, but the risk of craniotomy cannot be completely avoided. Gamma knife surgery, which is less invasive than craniotomy, started to be performed in the mid-1990s. Some groups have reported that gamma knife surgery was comparable to craniotomy with regard to seizure control. However, long-term outcomes and radiosurgery-associated complications are still unclear. In this article, the authors report long-term outcomes for 7 patients, focusing in particular on long-term complications. High-dose irradiation resulted in sufficient seizure control, but caused symptomatic radiation necrosis, entailing resection after several years. Excessive target volume was considered a reason of delayed necrosis. One patient died of drowning while swimming in the sea 1 year after radiosurgery, but before seizures had disappeared completely. Delay of achievement in seizure control sometimes can be fatal. Drawbacks such as risk of symptomatic radiation necrosis and a delay in seizure control should be considered when the clinical significance of this treatment is evaluated. Novel strategy to treat a case of recurrent lymphocytic hypophysitis using rituximab. A case report by Matthew Schreckinger and co-authors. Lymphocytic hypophysitis is an uncommon autoimmune condition that often results in significant morbidity. Although most cases resolve spontaneously or after a short course of steroids, some cause persistent neurological deficits despite aggressive medical and surgical management. In this report, the authors describe a novel case of recurrent lymphocytic hypophysitis treated with rituximab. A 41-year-old woman presented with progressive visual loss in her left eye. Magnetic resonance imaging demonstrated a stellar mass, and she subsequently underwent transphenoidal surgery because of radiographic enlargement of the lesion. Histopathology demonstrated B-cell predominant adenohypophysitis. Despite treatment with steroids, she continued to have progressive decline in the vision of her left eye, and vision loss soon occurred in her right eye. After a right optic nerve decompression failed to improve her visual acuity, she was started on rituximab, a monoclonal antibody against B cells. Her vision improved significantly within a few weeks, and there has been no clinical or radiographic exacerbation in the 2 years since she began immunotherapy. The authors conclude that rituximab, an anti-CD20 antibody that specifically depletes B lymphocytes, can be effective treatment strategy for patients with steroid refractory B-cell predominant lymphocytic hypophysitis. Thank you for listening. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.